Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. An Izzard County criminal investigation has netted thousands of dollars in stolen items, some of which have already been returned to owners. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said a pickup truck stolen from Mount Pleasant and a four-wheeler stolen from a residence in the Sydney area have been returned to their owners. The stolen items were recovered from a residence on River Road near Guyon. Sheriff Lawrence said there's a suspect in the case and he expects to file criminal charges within the next few days. Lawrence said it took several trips with a pickup and a trailer to move all the stolen items from the River Road address to the sheriff's office. The sheriff said the stolen items will be cross-referenced to theft cases in an effort to get as many items back to the rightful owners as possible. He noted that in one case, Stone County authorities identified items stolen from their jurisdiction. In another case, Sheriff Lawrence said a 30-year-old Franklin, Arkansas man, Jason Lee Smith, was arrested pending charges involving the theft of saddles. Smith remains in the Izzard County Jail. And 27-year-old Jesse Wayne Rogers of Highland was arrested on a felony failure to appear warrant. It stemmed from previous charges involving forgery of a prescription. Rogers remains in the Izzard County Jail. Newport residents have been invited to meet and welcome to the community the new Newport High School head football coach this evening at the new elementary school cafeteria. Coach Jeremy Poole comes to Newport from Greenwood High School. Poole's coaching stops also include Clinton and Fordyce. Poole has been the defensive coordinator at Greenwood for the past 5 years, a time in which Greenwood has won 3 state championships and made it to the quarterfinals and semifinals the other 2 years. Poole also served as Greenwood's strength and conditioning coach. He is a USA-certified weight coach. Tonight's event begins at 6:30 with light refreshments being served. Saturday afternoon, Independence County emergency personnel rescued a rappeller who broke his ankle rappelling down Jamestown Mountain. Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Willis said a group of out-of-state third-year medical students had come to the wildlife management area on Jamestown Mountain to rappel. One man got his foot hung up in the rocks and suffered a broken ankle. Willis said rescue personnel were able to bring him out of the mountain safely into the medical center for treatment. Willis said that climbers were about 2 miles back into the woods. He said the climbers gave rescue personnel GPS readings to help find the climbing party. Willis said other climbers had already put an air cast on the injured student when they got there. Willis said many of the climbers were from Georgia and Alabama. Today in the Arkansas Senate, the Taxation and Revenue Committee is expected to vote on a half-cent cut in the sales tax on grocery advocated by Governor Beebe, and the panel's also scheduled to consider raising the sales tax exemption on used cars from $2,500 to $5,000. And Saturday night during the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce 2011 Business Expo, an annual banquet, several area businesses were recognized. The New Business of the Year Award went to Ivory Owl, Small Business of the Year, the Batesville Guard, Large Business of the Year, Walmart. The Volunteer of the Year Award went to Bob Pest, the Ambassador of the Year to Michael Ferry, and the Terry Gibson family was named the Farm Family of the Year. And that brings you right up to date.